Mishnah Beis, we've now got exactly the same scenario with a small change. Now, according to the Tanakhama, this small change does not make a difference. But Rabbi Shimon argues, Shnei Achim, if you have two brothers, Shimon and Levi, Umeis Echemahem, and one of them, Shimon, dies, V'yibim Hashenius Eishes Achiv, and then Levi did Yibum on Dina, the wife of Shimon, V'acha Kach Noed Lohen Ach. And only then, after Levi performed Yibum, only then was Reuven born. V'meis, and then Levi dies. So according to the Tanakhama, it makes no difference. At the end of the day, Dina was once married to a different brother, and from that brother there is no obligation of Yibum, which means that she is an Erva. So her Shoina, the first one, Dina Yaitzis Mishum Eishes Achiv Shlo Be'Lamai, she is exempt from Yibum and Chalitza from Reuven because of Eishes Achiv Shlo Be'Lamai. V'Hashaniya, and the second one, the Tzara Chano Mishum Tzarasa, she is also exempt by being the Tzara of an Erva. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, also by Maimar, if Levi only did Maimar on Shimon's wife Dina, so Midrabanan they're considered married, but Midraisa they're not. Vameis, and then Levi dies. Hashaniya chaletzes from Sabemes. The Tzara Chana only does chalitza to fulfill the obligation of Midraisa, because Midraisa she's not considered the Tzara's erva, because the erva is not yet married to Levi, but she cannot do Yibum because Midrabanan she is considered to be married, and therefore Chana is considered to be a Tzara's erva on a Midrabanan level. Now Rabbi Shimon says, and he's arguing on the case where Levi did full Yibum, and only then Reuven was born, Meyabim le'ezmen sheyirtzeh, says Rabbi Shimon, Reuven is able to do Yibum on whichever woman he likes, either Dina or Chana, or Yechilitz le'ezmen sheyirtzeh, or he can do Chalitza on one of them. There is no problem of Eish Soch Shloi Bailomai in this case, and the reason for Rabbi Shimon is that he learns from Pesukim that once somebody does Yibum, so once Levi did Yibum on Shimon's wife, she then becomes totally Levi's wife. We no longer view her as Shimon's previous wife. That's why, for example, after one has fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum by marrying her, he is allowed to continue living with her as a regular husband and wife. Even though now, when he is having marital relations with her, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, so I would have thought that it should be forbidden for him to have more marital relations with her, because the prohibition of the Erva should return. She was previously married to his brother. But we see that that is not the case. They are allowed to continue living as husband and wife. And so according to Rabbi Shimon, the first brother is out of the picture now. So it follows that when Levi dies, Reuven can do Yibum or Chalitza on Dina and Chana, since she is no longer considered to be the wife of Shimon.